Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yeah, I needed that right there. A walk-off win for the Make It Happen Braves.
I'm sorry.
I needed it. Oh, I'm telling you, I needed it right there. That felt like game 161. I'm in here doing that tomahawk chop. Woo! Misery loves company. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. Yankee fans, we're down in the dumps. I couldn't move watching that game. I just knew they weren't going to score. 29 innings, scoreless. I just knew they didn't stand a chance. Kyle Hendricks had it going, and they're feeling sorry for themselves. Played right into their hands. And well, the Yankees lose, and as I'm riding in, I hear, Ozuna! You know me, I'm Ozuna from the Braves. Ozuna from the Braves comes through with a bases-clearing double, and that tied the game late, 4-4. The Mets were cruising. You better call Tyrone. Tyrone Taylor was having a hell of a game. Wasted his efforts. Tyrone Taylor had a homer in the fifth to make it 4-1. Earlier in that game, he had a double to make it 3-0. And the generational Juan Soto, another meaningless Juan Soto homer. But it happened. 14 homers as he's trying to get himself into the All-Star game. That's all the Braves have to look forward to, is hosting the All-Star game. The Braves aren't any good this year, but when the Mets come to town, it's a house of horrors. When the Mets come to town, guys like Luis Angel Acuna's brother, they play up a little bit. They make plays a little bit. And the biggest play was him making that catch and doubling up Juan Ono. Electric. We'll get into it. 888-808-1019. The Mets lose 5-4 in 10 innings. That's a tough one. That's one that you got to sit in, because now that is a four-game losing streak. And I said, misery loves company. Everybody, come on in. Everybody, pick up an L. We got four L chains sitting in here. Everybody, come get one. Everybody, come grab one. L's all around. I don't want anybody smiling tonight. I don't want anybody having fun tonight. The Yankees are miserable, bro. They are pitiful, bro. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I am sorry. I'm just as sorry as they are. Trash. And last night we talked about Aaron Boone, and I said, Aaron Boone, I get it. You are the manager for these modern day Yankees, right? You're a player's coach and you relate to these guys and you don't rip these guys, but you gotta wake them up. You gotta do something. You gotta check these guys. Yell, do so anything. And now I think that's probably what happened tonight in the clubhouse, maybe. There were some frustrations. We're starting to see visible frustrated Yankees now. And we're hearing boo. And they got, like, I'm hearing everybody take up for the boos, right? Obviously, when Judge struck out, his last strikeout out of the game after Judge struck out, what, three times tonight? I hear people saying, oh, no, they weren't booing Judge. Who were they booing? They were booing Judge. Three strikeouts, and that ended the inning, and that made it 28 innings straight. Like, they're right now, they're setting records. They're doing historic things in a bad way for a team that we already, you know, signed off on them going back to the World Series, winning the American League, winning the American League East. That's five losses in a row, five runs scored in six games. Ugh. Only the seventh time they've been shut out, three straight games in their history. 29 scoreless innings. And, I mean, we got Big G back. It seems Big G is ready to play. Other than that, you know, you see this lineup come out. And so you see Dominguez get the first opportunity to lead off all year. And you say, okay, I see what they're doing here. Aaron Boone says that, you know, he's addicted to balance, or it's just his, you know, he's fixated on balance. And that's why the lineup was what it was. Dominguez leading off, Judge, Belly, Stanton, Jazz, Goldie all the way down at six, Wells, Volpe, LeMahieu. And I'm after last night with the bottom of the order and those guys doing nothing, they didn't do anything again. And I don't know, you can blame the dead ball, but ultimately you tip your cap to Kyle Hendricks. He had everything going. He doesn't throw the ball hard. He's what, 35 years old? He's a veteran in this league. He's a crafty vet. And the Yankees played right into his hands because they're pressing. You know the term when they say you're gripping the bat extra tight. Yeah, they're pressing. They want this to end. They want to break out. They don't want to lose again. They don't want to be shut out again. And Kyle Hendricks was just dicing them up, locating. This guy was throwing a fastball that didn't get over 90 miles an hour. Change-ups. Like, they had Garrett Cole on the broadcast. Shout out to Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole is a pitching savant, a baseball nerd. What I enjoyed most was when they let Garrett Cole talk about what he was seeing right in front of him. Not so much about, like, Garrett Cole, what are you dreaming about? You dream about baseball? Yeah, you know, I dream about pitches that I wish I made. And I can't do Garrett Cole's voice. It's more like a Kermit the Frog voice. Him and Patrick Mahomes would have a hell of a podcast. He was talking about where he gets pizza and whatnot. I liked it. Like, it was a good little twist to the game because the game sucked. Like, we needed something like that because the game was so bad. But, yeah, ultimately, I don't know what you guys want me to tell you about the Yankees right now. They're in a bad one. I don't know how to fix it. And little things are pissing me off. Like, second inning, DJ can't make a play. The ball goes under his glove and the run scores. And I'm just like, this guy shouldn't be at second base. But, of course, he is. Little things, you know. Little things in the game, like Christian Moore, a rookie, the rookie from Brooklyn. Ron Washington has him lay down the sacrifice bunt just to show the Yankees how to do it. This rook been up here a whole week, not even. And he can lay down a bunt, move the runners over. It's just like little things like that start to annoy you in a baseball game. And, you know, it's annoying that they wasted another good outing. In that third inning, you had Zach Neto and Nolan Shanuel and Mike Trout all hit singles and load the bases. And there's another thing that pissed me off. Jazz can't get to a ball. You know, even Jazz at third base late in the game throws the ball to first and it pulls Goldie off. And I'm like, this guy shouldn't be at third base. Like, every little thing is starting to bother Yankee fans. The voices are getting louder. But, yeah, Will Warren, the will to Warren. TWTW, shout out to that kid. A career high in strikeouts tonight. Will Warren going out there after giving up some runs and not anything crazy, like some small balls, some singles, guys just moving along. Will Warren locked in. Will Warren struck out at 11. He went six innings. And the Yankees had nada, zip, zilch, nothing. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. And they made Kyle Hendricks turn back the clock and look like an ace tonight, as they tend to do with anybody. It could be Soriano last night. It could be Luis L. Ortiz last week. It could be Hunter Dobbins. Maybe it's something about the red Sox and the red jerseys of the Angels. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out anything. Maybe it's the weather. It's the weather. Let's blame it on the rain or the mist or, you know, the weird temperatures. Like, the Yankees ultimately are going to break out of this. Anyone that tells you that this Yankees team is cooked, that they're not good, anyone that tells you that they're not better than last year, they're reaching. Those will be freezing cold takes. Those will be old takes exposed. But we're in a bad one right now. 888-808-1019. It sucks as a fan because you set up, at least me, right? I don't know what everybody does, but like, I eat dinner and I put my son to bed and like the most like peaceful, relaxing, still part of the day. The sun goes down and you can just watch the game and you want to be excited watching the game. You want to be pumped watching the game. You want to be impressed watching the game, and that's what baseball is for us. It's a companion. It's entertainment. It's supposed to be a break from the stress of your everyday life. And the Yankees are stressing me out right now. I'm stress eating at 9 o'clock. I'm like, I'm trying not to eat late. I ate at 6:45. I'm like, all right, let me warm up some queso and get some chips. And I'm just eating these chips for no reason because I'm like, when are they going to score? When are they going to have some competitive at bats? When are they going to break through? When are they going to wake up? This is the number one offense, right? This is the most home runs, highest OPS, highest run differential. But baseball is going to baseball, and we got to go through it together. We got to just deal with it. But really, they got to deal with it. And if you're a fan, you have every right to go there and boo. You have every right to be upset. You have every right to be in there and not be pleased with what you're seeing. 35,000 plus show up to watch the Yankees just go up and down. Zeros across the board. And put up four hits and just not be able to beat the Anaheim Angels, who just came out of being swept by the Baltimore Orioles. Shout out to the Baltimore Orioles, though. Handling business down in Tampa. You know, the Yankees' lead in first is still there. We're looking for, you know, silver linings, bright side of things. 42-30, still a 2.5 game lead in the AL East. And I guess same thing for the Metropolitans, right? The New York Mets are still in first place, a 2-game lead. I don't think the Braves are catching them, you know? But what do I know? People have told you the NL East was over, and then the Braves walked them down. And same way I thought that the Red Sox were the dead Sox, and then I said that the Yankees gave them life over these last 2 weekends. Do not give the Braves any life. Do not let them believe, because they do have talent. They are used to winning. And all it takes is a couple games and this stretch right here for the Mets to reignite the Braves, for the Braves to see those Mets jerseys and remember who they are. 888-808-1019. So the Mets end up losing 5-4 in 10 innings to the Braves, and that's inexcusable. Yeah, let's lean into the Mets right now. That's four losses in a row after you had an off day. That's four losses in a row. That's a losing streak. For the best team in baseball, right? The best team in the National League with Juan Soto and Lindor being the all-star shortstop and Pete Alonso and the pitching lab and all that. Not tonight. Got in the House of Horrors late. Should have won that game 10 times out of 10. Should have won that game. Gave up 3 runs in the 8th inning. Had a lead. Couldn't lock it down. And you waste David Peterson having a 7-inning outing, giving up 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 Ks. But then it's Reed Garrett, Edwin Diaz, and ultimately Oscar Brazoban who takes the L. And the Braves are down there doing the oh, feeling themselves as they go to PBR. These are my Mets. These are my Mets. These are my Mets. As I turned on 880 to hear the call, I said, oh, no. Ozuna in the 8th inning. You mean to tell me in the 8th inning, this thing is all but wrapped up a few outs away, and you let these guys, you know what these guys do. They don't quit. Like I said, they have the talent. They have enough guys to come back. Hey, they even got Alex Verdugo in the mix down there, our old pal. But yeah, in that eighth inning, it got a little worrisome. And as I'm driving in, I'm like, oh, this is about to happen. This is about to happen. Verdugo with the single. And then Olsen strikes out. Riley flies out. But Marcell Ozuna with the double. And it ties the game. And then ultimately, this game is on Juan Soto. I got to blame Juan Soto. He got doubled up. He didn't know what was going on. Juan Soto, Juan Ono. This is on you, bro. You know, as we talk about the Yankees' base running mistakes, Juan Soto is good for some base running mistakes. Not his first time in a Met uniform. Juan Soto, you got to know what's going on out there, bro. Can't give him free outs. You give him free outs, and a team like the Braves, they know what to do in extra innings. They know what to do in extra innings. The Mets had a little bit of an opportunity in the 10th. Couldn't get anything going. Jared Young, nice to see you. Jared Young goes 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts today. He strikes out late in the 10th. Francisco Alvarez flies out to right, slams his bat. Ronnie Mauricio pops out. And you just knew. You just pretty much knew. Okay, the Braves aren't going to let this one slip. They got them right where they want them. Manfred's man on second. Wild pitch. Olsen walks. And Austin Riley hits the ball deep to center field. Tyrone Taylor makes the catch, but that was deep enough to send that runner home and get the winning run across. And the Braves take the first one down there at Truist Park. And the Braves are saying, hey, nothing is over. You guys aren't the new kings of the division yet. You still got to go through us. And you thought you had us tonight. You should have had us tonight. So let's commiserate together. Let's complain together. Let's not have one side feeling like, oh, we got to win and we've got the upper hand. You know, tonight is a night where those fans that call the fan and say, you know, I root for both the Yankees and the Mets. Well, call me up and tell me how disappointed you are in both a 5-game losing streak for your New York Yankees, a 4-game losing streak for your New York Mets. After the Yankees lose in extras last night, the Mets follow up, little bro copying big bro, and they lose a 1-run game like the Yankees did in the first game of the series. This is a 3-game set. They'll need to bounce back in the rubber match. The Yankees can't win the series. The Yankees can only hope for a split. And here we are as New York baseball fans at this time last week. We're talking about World Series, Subway Series. Who is better than who? Juan Soto is back. The Mets pitching lab. Judge Triple Crown. There's so many good players on the Yankees. Look at Max Fried and Carlos Rodon. And look at the Yankees. Devin Williams is back. And how quickly baseball can baseball and humble us all. 888-808-1019. I thought I was going to come in here and have to talk about Caitlin Clark or something else. I thought I was going to have to come in here and say, you know, Caitlin Clark is back and the Fever have her back. Those girls are fighting out there. I was going to try and change the subject. You know, I was going to talk about Abdul Carter. Abdul Carter tearing up Giants practice in shorts, no pads, but number 3 overall pick. Yeah. Looks like he is as advertised. And I was telling you guys the other night about how Brad Marchand, difference maker. That's what you do at the deadline. Even if you are the reigning champs, you go at a difference maker. And you know what? Those cats from Florida, the Panthers. Yeah, they're looking like they're about to go back to back. And who's stopping them? Who's stopping them? Oh, it's done. I just went and checked the score. Game is over. Stanley Cup champions, 2025. The Panthers, they win it in 2 overtimes. So, yeah, man. Or was that? No, that's the other game. They won this one 5-1. Yikes. Yeah. So there's nothing else to talk about but our baseball teams. Brutal. Brutal. I don't know. We'll pass the time. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. I'll be right back. Everybody, just be measured. Everybody, just think about what you're saying. Think about the fact that this is mid-June. And both these teams are first-place teams. Both of these teams are going to the postseason, and they got to go through these things. One, you got to go through these things to just learn from them, build, and like don't make these same mistakes again. And, you know, you got to struggle. You got to get humbled and be tested and all that type of stuff. It helps, you know, the team. It helps build the team, you know, adversity, right? And then also they need to go through some of this stuff too as we get closer to the trade deadline to make upstairs the GMs be like, yeah, not enough. Yeah, who can we get? Who can we add? Like I was seeing Eugenio Suarez tonight, and I'm like, yeah, we could use that guy. If that's the guy that they're rumoring, a Eugenio Suarez from the Diamondbacks to come to the Yankees, I was like, yeah, send him. Send him. Even though the Blue Jays ended up beating the Diamondbacks, I see Suarez, he had a hit, he had a ribby, and I'm looking around the league like, who else are they going to get? Who else are they going to bring in? And let's bring in the fans that call the fan every night, that listen to the games and watch the games and then stay up to listen to myself and Big Mac get you through the night, just talking, just trying to make sense of it all. At least we don't have to talk about Tom Thibodeau, right? We're not really going to talk about Abdul Carter or Jackson Dart. We're not going to talk about Sauce Gardner or Breece Hall. It's baseball season. We're in the thick of it. Speaking of the thick of it, did you guys see the Jets sign this guy that they refer to as the thicker kicker? Harrison Mevis, the thicker kicker. He's 6 foot 242. All right, that's all the football I got. Let's get to the phones. Robbie is in Lenox, first up on the fan. Go for it, Robbie. Go. Okay, Robbie dropped off. I don't think I dropped him off. I think Robbie...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Drop a call's back, Robbie. Ari in Bergenfield gets to go first. Go for it, Ari.
Yo, Keith, what's going on, brother?
You know, just hanging in there, you know, just taking L's and just trying not to make too much
of it. I'm driving, and I was like, you know, I wasn't going to call today because I got a short drive. But I was like, you know what? I want to join the L party, man. Cause, hey, it's miserable watching these Yankees, man. Today I sat down, just like you said. You know, you try to watch a game. You're like, okay, you know, Dominguez got a hit, stole the base. But Judge is like, yo, where you at, brother? You know?
Yeah, let's talk about Judge, man. Like, let's stop acting like we can't criticize Judge. Let's stop acting like as much as we praise Judge, as much as everybody talks about, you know, what he's doing, he's not doing it right now.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the slumps, and it seems like, you know, the team is slumping together, which, you know, normally we don't see. But, yes, Judge is having a tough time. You know, even up in Boston, he was having a rough one. So, yeah, man, this is the rain keeps coming, I guess, you know. Hopefully the sun next week, the heat, right? Don't they say that? Oh, we just got to wait for the warm weather. We're going to get warm.
The sun will come out, Tanaka. Nah, I mean, when it rains, it pours, right? It is pouring on us. And, like, I just don't think that we have to, like, omit the fact that Judge has sucked through this stretch. He's averaging, like, 2 strikeouts per game. He's getting pitches to hit where it just really makes you wonder, like, how can the guy be all universe and then also sometimes be like, is this the same guy? Judge, you're the leader. You're the captain. And you're not a rah-rah guy, right? We don't expect you to yell. We don't expect you to get in anybody's face. What we expect you to do is hit your way out of it, and they will follow your lead. We expect you to not be frozen by Kyle Hendricks or Jose Soriano and drive the ball. I mean, yesterday he did hit the ball, and obviously Ron Washington took him out of the game, but 3 strikeouts tonight, Judgy, come on, break out of it. And it sucks because it's open season for a Yankee hater. It's open season for all the people that hate the Yankees and all the people that want to say, oh, here's Judge, right? You're slumping right now. Here's Judge. You're in a position right now where you need your captain, your best player, to break you out of it. And he doesn't show up in the clutch moment. And he's striking out. And he's swinging out of his shoes. What can we say?
Preview of October, right? It's a preview of October. That's what everyone's going to say.
I don't believe so, but that is what, like, I can't fight anybody that's saying that.
Right, just like no one's going to fight anyone for, you know, Juan Soto, you know, not seeing where the ball was and then blaming the umpire. I mean, that, like, it is what it is, unfortunately. Like, these two teams, and again, no one is saying these two teams aren't going to make the postseason, right? Like, no one's stupid enough to think that. We all know that the Mets and the Yankees are going to make the postseason, right? I hope everyone understands that and realizes that. But we can only react to what's going on right now, and right now these teams are absolutely awful. They're playing awful baseball. The teams aren't bad. They're just playing bad.
And it's just odd because they've been so dominant. They've been so good, and that's what, I mean, that's baseball for you. As I, you know, made a couple of jokes about not talking football, this is like football teams starting off 4-0 and then having 2 weeks where it's like, yo, they can't kick the ball through the uprights. These guys are, you know, pee-peeing down their leg. And it's like, what happened? Like, what happened? Like, can somebody call me up and tell me what happened to the Yankees? And what's going on with the Mets? Like, I guess you can say, hey, House of Horrors, this is the Braves. We've seen this before. But come on. Come on. That game should have been won. 4-1. That game should have been done.
I would actually say, and listen, Peterson was great. But then the bottom of the 8th inning, he walked the leadoff hitter, which was the 9 hitter, some guy named Nick Allen. So let's couch it
that way.
So then
put it on Mendy. Say Mendy let him go too long.
Or it's on Peterson for not actually, you know, striking out or getting out the 9 hitter. Also, Alvarez had an awful, awful play in the bottom of the 10th inning, not throwing behind a runner. That was really, really bad. The Soto thing, base running, it's clear he didn't see the ball. In the postgame, he then blamed the umpire for not making the call quick enough. I mean, I don't, like that, I wouldn't blame the umpire. I think it was a tough job to, like, not see the ball.
It's open season on these umpires, too. The ABS system is coming. you know, the Yankees are getting mad about a ball that's fair or foul. Guys getting thrown out at third base. And now Juan Soto is saying, hey, you're supposed to give me a sign. I need you to make the fist that ball is an out, that ball is caught. How am I supposed to know? Robert is in Manhattan on the Fan next. What you got for us, Rob?
Good evening, Brother McPherson, whom I have not spoken to since, as Louis L'Amour used to say, who flung the chunk, which is an old frontier term for since God knows when. So how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I mean, I've been better as far as watching this Yankees team, but I'm happy to be here.
Well, I cannot tell you a lie. I am all smiles tonight. The Yankees lost, the Mets lost, and don't look now, but there's a dynasty beginning in South Florida. And let me tell you something. You know, the Red Sox fans are saying, why didn't you get rid of Devers? And the Bruins fans are saying, why did you get rid of Uncle Brad? And look where he is. He's a champion with a ring.
Yeah.
And they're smiling in Florida. And I don't know where the parade is going to be, but we know because the Rangers. Let me tell you something. The way I see Florida Panthers, the Rangers, the Islanders, and the Devils, I'm sorry, they are not years. They're light years behind Florida.
You know, Florida back in November, I watched the Devils beat the Panthers. I was on vacation in Mexico in the gym. I watched the Devils beat the Panthers twice, I believe. They had like a little, I don't know, whatever. That obviously doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything now. The Panthers are back-to-back champs, and they dominated the Oilers, and they're not going anywhere. So add that to your misery, right? It's been a rough one for the Knick fan that doubles as a Rangers fan and is also a Yankee fan. Robbie in Lennox is back. His phone
hey,
is good.
God. Sorry about that. Yeah, it was my brand new phone. I hit the wrong button. Keith, before I talk about the Yankees, which is just an abomination, I just want to say, I don't know what's worse, watching the Yankees get shut out for 27 consecutive innings, watching Brad Marchand lift the Stanley Cup, and I turned it off, so I recorded it. But I have to congratulate the Panthers. I mean, I put the money on them to win after they beat Tampa Bay. I mean, you knew they were going to win. I knew they were going to win Game 7 in Toronto, another choke job by the Maple Leafs. And it was just disgusting watching Edmonton just not even show up tonight. That's ridiculous. I didn't even watch the game. They fell behind 2-0. One of my best friends was at the game tonight. So I love how these fans – see, I have a friend who's an Islander fan. I have a friend of mine, and he moved to Florida years ago. I lived in Pennsylvania for 12 years. I didn't, you know, just all of a sudden become a Flyers and a Capitals fan. I lived, you know what, 45 minutes from Baltimore, live in New York, Pennsylvania for 10 years. I mean, I didn't become like all of a sudden bad drive, you know, ride the bandwagon. I love these fans that ride the bandwagon of other teams. Cracks me up. Anyway, at least I stayed loyal to the Rangers. So about the Yankees, I mean, Keith, there was an afternoon caller to Sal this afternoon. His name was Keith, and he was from New Jersey. He made great points. So that was one of the best calls I've heard all week, and I want to explain what he said. He was talking about the old teams under Joe Torre and the pre-Bill James type of baseball where there was no philosophy of exit velocity or all this crap, this, you know, this ridiculous launch angle garbage, okay? And the problem with the New York Yankees are approaches. I mean, they look like Bugs Bunny and the Game House Gorillas tonight, Keith, okay? That's what they look like. 1-2-3, strikes you out. 1-2-3, strikes you out. 1-2, why don't we put Pexel with my slow ball? I mean, what the hell are they doing? Cody Bellinger gets up. 1-2-3, strikes, boom. Well, can we please get rid of DJ LeMahieu? Please. Can we just give DJ LeMahieu walking papers, Keith, and say, DJ, thanks for the memories. Thanks for the memories.
Can they got to trade for somebody before they can do that.
Oh my God.
They're going to play him every day.
You know what the problem is with this team? The problem is that Brian Cashman has not developed players. Okay, so this was the guy's point, and I thought it was a great point. When you look at the development of players now, they were talking specifically about a guy like Jason Dominguez, who was, you know, supposedly, they said, oh, he's the next Babe Ruth because he's launching fastballs, okay? This guy's got 6 home runs this season. 3 were in 1 game against the A's, okay? So it's obvious to me that Wells and Dominguez and Volpe, these 3 guys have not developed. When has Brian Cashman absolutely developed anybody else but Aaron Judge? Tell me all the great players that Brian Cashman has developed. Oh, see, this is the problem. It's the philosophy of baseball. It's the launch angle BS. And it's the stupid, all this nonsensical, you know, analytic garbage that we have thrown into baseball. When the Yankees were winning championships, Keith, they had line drive contact hitters who hit for high averages. Go look at the averages of this team. And it's sickening watching these guys hit 217 and 220. Bellinger hitting 249.
You got it, Robbie. I asked y'all to be measured, try to be rational. I tried to preface, you know, the calls like, hey, let's not get too crazy. Like, Cashman doesn't develop anybody. First off, like, that's not his department. He's not on the field with them. He's also not like, he's the GM. I don't care about these guys' batting average, but let's talk about the approach. The at-bats are not good right now. They're not good quality at-bats. They're not seeing enough pitches. They're not making guys. Like Kyle Hendricks tonight, like I said, the fact that, you know, he's throwing changeups, fastballs, sinker, and none of them are coming across too fast that you can't. Like, he just was locating and catching these guys off. He was crafty. That's all I can say. Crafty vet that knew, okay, I'm going to go nice and slow here because you boys are struggling mightily. You boys are in a bad one. Inning after inning, it's in your head that you can't score. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you pitches to hit, but I'm freezing you with them. And you mentioned Joe Torre, and I had to laugh because MLB announced today that Joe Torre will be on Aaron Boone's staff as an honorary coach for the All-Star game taking place down in Atlanta in a month. So I don't know, man. They got to break out of it tomorrow. And I honestly thought that today, this lineup, I'm like, oh, yeah, this will work. Nope. It worked right into the hands of Kyle Hendricks, who was ready. He had his season high strikeouts against the Yankees. And the Yankees, they'll make anybody look like an ace. The Yankees grind my gears because it's like they're all in this together right now. Stanton, I will leave out. Stan's batting 500 right now. Let's go to Michael in Neskonset, New York, on The Fan in New York. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's happening, man? Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Listen, I'm going to say something about the fans. I'm a New York fan, so I can say this. New York fans are incredible, Keith. I mean, 8 days ago, the Mets were playing the best baseball they were playing in the past few years. The Yankees, the best record in the American League. It is amazing. I'm laughing. It is amazing. And I know it's tough baseball for New York this past week, but it is amazing what New York fans want to do to our players and our coaches after a four-game losing streak. They want to fire Cashman. They want to get rid of Mendoza. It's a slump, Keith. Keith, it's a slump. It's a bad slump. It's been happening since the Murderers Row game with the Yankees back in 27. It's a rough slump. I'm a diehard Mets fan. Bad game to lose tonight. But it's a slump, Keith. This team has been the best team in baseball, along with that team in the American League, Detroit, I think it is, that all year long the Mets have been unbelievable. They've been playing before this four-game losing streak. The Yankees were killing it. It's a slump, New York fans. No one needs to be hanged. It's not the Luis Cetania and the Titanic sinking. It's a slump. The Mets will recover. The Yankees will recover. Everyone needs to take a deep breath. Your last caller with the caffeine, Maron. They need to take a step back.
Thanks for the call, Mike. 888-808-1019. You're right. Like, it's a slump. It's baseball. A lot of us act like we've never seen it before. Like, we haven't gone through losing streaks before. Like, we haven't seen a team together slump. And, yeah, I mean, tonight, let's go to the Met game. Like, the Mets should have won that game. It's just a blown opportunity to take the first game of the series. Can they still take the next two games of the series? Hell yeah. Will they be motivated to come out and do so? Yeah. Did they actually tonight come out and put runs on the board early? Yeah. Yeah. They came out swinging. You know, they had seven hits. They scored four runs, but then they stopped scoring runs and they left the door open. And here come the Braves, as you've seen many times, in their building. Not say die. You know, Schwellenbach goes seven innings, gives up six hits, four runs, and two homers, right? Soto and Tyrone Taylor take him deep. But ultimately, the Mets, they leave a couple runners on base, two left on base, and they're one for six with runners in scoring position. But that's not the problem. They scored four runs. They were up 4-1 in the eighth inning. They allowed them to tie it in the eighth inning, and then they beat them in 10. So you just shake that off. But now you're carrying an L4. You shake that off and you come back tomorrow and you got to get a win. Now, what's going to happen here is, right, I saw people reacting and people tweeting about Juan Soto, his 14th home run, and Juan Soto is back. And yeah, that's great and all. They didn't win the game with him homering. And he had the blunder that really cost them, right? That double play, him getting doubled up, not knowing what to do there, not knowing that ball was caught. It's a bad look. Let's hear from Juan Soto post-game when he was asked about what went on right there.
I mean, we rely on the umpires, so we wait for them to make the call. We have some like that early this year too. And the goal is look for the umpire and make sure he makes the right call. But I feel like he just took way too long to make the decision, and he just put me in a tough spot. It's just tough because it puts you in a tough spot, you know, right there, tie game. I'm trying to, you know, at least get to tear or score. And then something like that happens. It's just tough.
Yeah, and it's kind of tough to hear you say that because, like, as a $765 million baseball player, you got to hold. You got to watch. You got to know, hey, that play was made, and you're on the field. So, I mean, I guess you could put it on the umpires and say, hey, he made the call too slow. But, no, you were way too far away from the bag.
Yeah, I thought, listen, maybe he needs LASIK surgery. Get better eyes, Juan. Because
he's 26 years old. His eyes are fine. He's got the best eye in the game at the plate, right?
Maybe not. Maybe that's the reason why he's been hitting poorly this year, because he can't see anymore. Who knows? I'm just saying, I don't want to blame the umpire here. I know it's a lazy thing to do, blaming umpires. I think he couldn't see the ball. I don't know. I think his positioning, and I think he honestly thought it was a home run off the bat. You can just tell when he was going to second. I think he thought it was a home run off the bat, and he got caught essentially with his pants down and had no idea what to do because he didn't see the he went to look at the umpire when he was about 10 or 15 feet from second base. He looked at the umpire and put his hands up like, wait, what is it? Is it a catch? Is it a what's going on here? And, you know, listen, he messed up. That's clear. He messed up.
Accountability, Juan. Just take accountability and these things go away. Bad news, though. Here comes Paul Blackburn versus Chris Sale tomorrow. What version of Paul Blackburn are you going to get? Maybe you get the version of Paul Blackburn you saw get the start against the Dodgers and shut them down. And also, what version of Chris Sale? You're probably going to get a good version of Chris Sale. Chris Sale is looking to take the series tomorrow, and the Braves are literally fighting for their lives. So 888-808-1019, Yankee fans on hold. I'll get to you. We'll talk about this miserable run for the Yankees, this misery for the Yankees. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 2 a.m. KM to AM returns right after this. Live video streams on my Twitter, on my YouTube, and I'm talking in the chat. I'm like, yo, how much are we supposed to we keep losing. The Mets have lost 4 games in 5 days. The Yankees have not scored a run since Saturday night. Like, how much are we supposed to just be miserable? You know, the radio, especially like my show, comes on after all the games are done. Of course, we're going to talk about all the little intricacies of the game and the at-bats and the players and losing. But, like, we got to laugh a little bit. We got to have fun a little bit. This is entertainment. The sun will come out Tanaka. There are, you know, other games tomorrow where they can bounce back and they can erase this. Well, not erase it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they get another opportunity to get right. It's 162 games. So let's get to the Yankee fans, and then we will go back to the Mets game, because during the break, Paulie and I were looking at Reed Garrett and Francisco Alvarez, and there's some stuff coming out on a pitch being changed that kind of led to some. We'll get the audio from Reed Garrett and from Francisco Alvarez to try to explain what happened down in Atlanta. But I know the Yankee fans are pissed off. I know the Yankee fans are tired of what they're seeing. And what I'll say to some Yankee fans that want to just, you know, pacify us or calm us down, it is deeper than just this 5 games. It is deeper than just, you know, the Angels and the Red Sox. It's this era of the Yankees. It goes back to the World Series. It also goes back to postseason failures. And what's triggering us is like, yo, we've seen them go cold like this in the postseason, but we've also seen them have moments like this in the regular season where, like, yeah, we know they're going to come out of it, but, like, what good is it to come out of it, get to the postseason, and then have these things come back again? Like, we just want to see this get fixed, nipped in the bud. And I think what happened this year, and I can't speak for everybody, but a lot of us looked at this Yankees team and said, okay, this team is better. This lineup is deeper. The defense is better, right? And Judge is having a better start than ever. But baseball is a humbling sport. It's a sport of failure. It will, as soon as you start riding high, as soon as you start proclaiming things and getting ahead of yourself, baseball has a funny way of just kind of correcting itself and reminding you that, like, anybody can get anybody. Like, the Angels can get swept by the Orioles in Baltimore, then come up to New York and take the first 2 games and give up nada to the almighty New York Yankees. Gary is in Waterbury on the Fan. What up, G-Makes?
McFair the Cavalier.
Yer.
Smash teeth, F your beef, no relief, I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
You know they do. Yo, and Foo Philly and Foo Soto, yo, at least we won the Devers trade this week.
Nah,
we might not win any.
I'm not co-signing that, bruh. And shout out to Devers who played tonight. But, like, Yankee fans want to celebrate Devers, right? Devers has 10 more home runs than anybody else currently in baseball against the Yankees. Like, the boogeyman is out of the division. But, like, we still got to deal with Boston.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean that they're not going to, you know, we don't know. We might have woke them up. I know they're losing to the Mariners right now. But, like, Devers, I celebrated that Sunday night. But then what have the Yankees done since Devers have been traded? Nothing. Like,
he's the biggest enemy. So, all right. But I'm still not worried about the AL. You know the AL is whack. I'm not worried. We got to be at our best in October. The only games that count for the Yanks, it's October. Period. Stop.
Yeah, but the thing is,
this
that we're seeing, and I know it's going to be a different lineup, it's going to be a slightly different team by October, but what we're seeing right here is what we have seen so many Octobers. Last week, I got a text from Paulie last Friday when I'm at the game, who's the Yankees' biggest rival? And I said, hitting in October. And it's funny
how
since that game, right, that Friday night game against the Red Sox, the biggest rival of the Yankees, just hitting in general, has popped back up.
That's all right. Yeah, I know. It's our bugaboo. But, you know, we're going to be there in the end. We're going to be there, so it's all about what happens then. And this will all be wiped in the wind. And Boone needs to get on these guys. Boone really needs to get on these guys. He really needs to show some spark. At least get kicked out of a game. He got kicked
out of the game Friday. Thanks for the call, G Makes. Appreciate you, bro. But I can't celebrate Rafael Devers not being in the division. The Red Sox, we don't see them until August, and they, who knows, like, what their young guys are going to turn into. And, like, I'm not celebrating that because they just cleared that money. They're going to spend, and we can't let the Red Sox have more championships in this drought that the Yankees have been in. And, like, we can't say anything about Boston. It's title town up there. Those kids, they don't respect the Yankees' 27 rings. They're like, they ain't seen them. Those kids in Boston are like, yeah, whatever. And just assuming that, yeah, we're going to be in the... This year is not about the Yankees getting back to the postseason. This year is not about the Yankees getting back to the DS, the CS. This year is about getting back to the World Series and winning it. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. So these things got to get fixed. These things just got to get nipped in the bud. And they'll break out of it, but it's a slump. It's baseball. It's just unfortunate to see it happen against the Red Sox and the Angels when you're supposed to be the class of the American League East. And it's really like, you know, two teams at the top of the American League. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. It's baseball being baseball. Jeff is in East Islip next on the Fan. Go for it, Jeff.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me.
I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I'm...
Oh, well, but, correction. The screen says Jeff. That's why you didn't know we were calling
good,
on you.
It's irrelevant. You're
Jason,
good.
No, quick it is point. Irrelevant. Your name is Jason. Jason in East Islip. What's up, man? You're on
not
the fan.
From the Bronx. From the Bronx.
From the Bronx?
All right.
I don't know what's going on with the call screening.
Nah, it's all
Jason
right.
Jason from
right.
the Bronx, listen, go for it, bro.
Big Devils fan. My uncle used to work on the East Rutherford. He used to switch from the Nets floor to the Devils ice rink. Big Devils Nets fan. I left the Nets years ago. That's not my point.
Understood.
I have a fear. Connor McDavid is not going to stay in the middle of nowhere in Canada. He's made it to two cup finals with no goalie. The Rangers, just like the Red Sox, have this audacity to get rid of bad contracts like it's nothing. And I'm sorry, the Devers, getting rid of that, like you just said, is going to benefit them. Connor McDavid to the Rangers next year. I'm scared.
I've heard it.
Think about that.
I've heard it. I know some Rangers are trying to wish it into existence. I'm not going to fear it until I see that alert. Okay, that's all Jason had to add. I thought he had a Yankees. It said Yankees / Stanley Cup. Now that the NHL season is over and the Panthers are back-to-back champs, and they don't look like they're slowing down. They look like they're going to dominate and be around, and going to the cup is what they do down there, and they're going to have another parade down there. We'll still take calls on that. But, yeah, Yankees lose, and like I said, it is compounded by Judge, his struggles in October. People want to point to, hey, they need you right now. Come on, Captain, be clutch. Hey, they need you right now. You're swinging out of your shoes. You're pressing. Where have we seen this before? In the postseason. And now it also goes back to Aaron Boone and the Yankees' approach. When the Yankees can't play small ball, when the Yankees don't do little fundamental things, people start to attack the manager. And I was saying last night, he's not beyond reproach. It's his team. This is his era of the Yankees. The voices are only going to get louder. He's not going anywhere. He just signed a contract extension for this year, next year, 2027, I believe. But man, Gary just said, they got to yell at these. He's not going to yell. He'll yell at the umpires to defend his guys against the umpires. But I don't, if he yells behind closed doors, maybe. But I don't know if that's effective right now either. So I talk about Judge not being a rah-rah guy. Who is it? Is it Big G now is here? Big G got to speak up? Big G is the one who said, hey, we don't get swept at home. You better not get swept to the Angels in your first series back. Remember when Big G said that when the Diamondbacks were here and the Yankees almost got swept by the Diamondbacks, and I got on air and I'm like, I don't like that because I've seen you get swept at home. And if you do get swept at home by anybody else, like, that's going to come back. Don't get swept in your first series by the Angels. Don't get swept by the Angels. And then also, right, Big G is the voice telling him, I don't want to see you wearing those American League rings. Well, why is that? Because there's one trophy that these guys want. They are expected to get back to the World Series and win it. And right now, they're not looking like a World Series team. Katie Sharp put out a stat. And you know what? Whenever these stats come out, with all of these years past, Yankee fans want to know, hey, have the Yankees ever won the World Series in those years? And, no. So this is the seventh time in franchise history the Yankees have been shut out in three straight games. It happened in 2016, 1975, 1968, 1960, 1929, 1908. They've never been shut out in four straight games. So you know what? Bet the house tomorrow on them scoring. You know what I almost did today? Because it was Dinger Tuesday. I'm staying out. I'm just right now. I don't trust them. Dinger Tuesday. I should have bet on Juan Soto to go deep, but I am not betting on the Yankees right now. But history would tell you they're not going to get shut out with Ryan Yarbrough on the mound tomorrow, right?
Right. And who you were talking about? Who like the voice is for the Yankees right now? Like who is? Because for the Mets, it's probably Lindor, maybe Alonso. Like I think it's a clear
maybe Nimmo. Maybe. Just Carlos Mendoza. I don't know.
I think it's one. I think there's a clear like leader for the guys. Who is that clear leader right now for the Yankees? If you had a
no one in the rotation, right? Max Fried, like he
just got here.
Right yeah. Now. What and like I don't know. No one in the rotation. No one in the pen. It's Big G. I would think it's Big G. Judge does not seem like that, and I'm sure Judge speaks to him, but he's not the type to be like, you guys need to effing pick this up. Like he's just not that type. I think Jazz talks a lot, but I don't, his words probably ring hollow. Jazz probably has a lot to say right now, but that's not resonating. Paul Goldschmidt seems like a leader, but definitely a quiet leader. I don't know. It's on Big G. I think it's on Big G and Judge. Gerrit Cole, we heard Gerrit Cole on the broadcast. Maybe he could say something, but he's not playing. And him himself, he talked about how like it's a performance-based league. And like since he's not playing, like it's a little different for him this year. Yeah, they need something, man. People are talking about they need Giambi's golden thong. They need to do all these like superficial things, superstitious things to break out of it. No, just get back to doing what you were doing. Have good at-bats, right? People are saying, Keith, are we close to firing the pitching coach, James Rawson? No, what's he doing? He doesn't get to have any at-bats. I'm sure he's still preparing the same way, but these guys are pressing, and they don't even know why. They don't even know why they can't hit. They don't even know why they can't, like, even kind of string together hits and hit home runs, and it's just right. It's just a bad stretch.
And it totally overshadows two awesome pitcher performances from Clark Schmidt and Will Warren the last few nights, right?
Yeah.
Like, Schmidt was awesome last night. Will Warren looked, what, he had 11 strikeouts tonight? He was incredible tonight.
Career high.
And now no one even really cares about it because you guys can't hit your way out of a paper bag right now and you're trying to figure out why you can't hit Kyle Hendricks and Soriano.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who it is. I can't even pronounce the guy's name pitching tomorrow. It doesn't matter. They need to rock him, not make him look like an ace. I got to go to Baseball Reference to get this guy's name down. Let's take another call. Antonio and Rockland next up on the Fan. What you got for us, Ant?
What's good, Keith? How you doing,
what
man?
What up, man? What up?
What up, bro? Yo, it's funny, actually. That's what I was going to talk about, bro. We made this guy Kyle Hendricks look like Greg Maddux. I was at the game today, and like, bro, it's insane. And it took away from Will Warren's, bro. Like you said, 11 Ks, man. And these guys couldn't put anything together. And I was actually at the game today, and I want to hear your take on it. And a little funny, right? Like, I'm a bleacher creature, dude. I don't belong in the seats that I was in today. I was in 27D. They had all the food and, the great stuff. And shout out to the Yankees. Shout out my boy for gifting me those tickets. And so, bro, I've been a Yankee fan my whole life, going to games and all that stuff. And this guy Jazz threw a ball over to us. We're right there on the third base side, and he threw a ball over, and I caught it. And I look over to the kid, man. I hear the boos. Like I wasn't like grabbing it or anything, or like I didn't get anybody's way. Like that came right to me, and I caught it. And I see the little kid, and he looked upset. So I gave it to him. Right. That's, I guess, the right
word. You better than me. You better than me.
Bro, I'm leaving. I find out, and I hear this kid talking to somebody else. Yo, they got four balls that game, bro. They got four balls.
See?
I want to hear your take. Like, bro, like, is that the thing to do? Or I should have just kept it moving, act like none of that. Like, yo, like.
Have you ever gotten a ball at a game before?
No, man. Yo, I don't belong in those seats that I was in today. That was the first time. Never going to happen again.
You are better than me. Wouldn't have been me.
Yo.
Wouldn't have been me.
Yo, those are some unseasoned chicken kids, bro. That child needs to be put away. And like, I hope his dad, because his dad was like, all like, yo, thank you. And meanwhile, this kid's got a book bag full of balls, bro, from like the ball boy and everything.
Yeah, batting practice. And their kids, they always get preference. Thanks for the call, Ant. You do belong in Legends. Don't let anybody tell you don't belong in Legends. When we come back, I'll give you my take on the whole thing with grown men catching a ball from Jazz Chisholm or any of the other Yankees in Legends. Are like, nah, you're better than me. I don't even know if I'd give my son the ball if it comes this way. I got it, bro. I got it, bro. I'm not giving somebody else's kid a ball. What if you never get a ball? What if that's your only baseball that you ever get? You break that wall down between the field and the seats. That ball comes to you, hits your hand, you pass it to somebody else. Not, wouldn't be me. 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll do a big shot of the night and we'll keep it rolling. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after this. The big shot of the night is brought to you by me, Keith McPherson, and WFAN. Bright lights, big city. You know we got a bunch of big shots. But the Mets lose, the Yankees lose, so we got to go to the Stanley Cup Final. It is a final. It is wraps. The Panthers win, and we got to go to Sam Reinhart for the big shot of the night. Four goals. Like, he had the Hattie, and man, back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. I think he had the game-winning goal in Game 7 last year. I remember betting on him to score last year. I'm seeing Buffalo Sabre fans online weighing in on him and Jack Eichel. And yeah, man, what a night in a closeout game for him to have 4 out of 5 goals and just absolutely go legend. Back-to-back Stanley Cup, Sam Reinhart, your big shot of the night. 888-808-1019. Couldn't pick a big shot from the Mets game. It was probably going to be Tyrone Taylor. He ends up catching that last out. And I'm watching SNY right now as, you know, Acuna makes that play. And we got to go back a little bit to the audio of, let's hear from Reed Garrett. And then let's hear from Francisco Alvarez on Francisco Alvarez changing the pitch. And what that led to. So let's cue up Reed Garrett first. I think that's the right order.
Right,
let's
hear from the pitcher first. Reed Garrett on the call on the fastball that Alvarez changed to a splitter. That's the background here.
Okay.
I had thought that, like, after the emergency swing, that he wouldn't have been on time for a fastball. But in my mind, that's what I thought. So I called it, and Albie changed it. And I thought that maybe he saw something that I didn't see.
Okay. Well, Francisco Alvarez, speaking through the interpreter, had this to say about that decision.
So the pitch before was a splitter below the sun, and he do a horrible swing. And I was thinking maybe we have space to throw another splitter.
And that's how the cookie crumbles. It's baseball, Susan. Not Susan's brand of baseball, but that is baseball, Susan. The Mets lose 5-4 to the Atlanta Braves, who are 32-39. It is what it is. Bounce back tomorrow and try and get the best against get the best out of the Mets against Chris Sale. Let's go to Mad Max in Lynbrook on the Fan. Mad Max, are you mad tonight or are you all right tonight?
Keith, how are you, sir? I'm trying to keep it calm because I could explode at any minute. I'm talking nuclear levels of rage. Mad would be actually an improvement right now. I would take mad. I would absolutely take mad because I'm beyond mad right now because I know it's a long season, ebbs and flows and all that, yada, yada, yada. And I get it. I understand why you Yankee fans are upset with your team's performance too. I get it. This is actually a rare night where we could all be in solidarity because we all expect more from our first place teams. But, yeah, Keith, about a month and a half ago, I came on here saying how it was a good problem to have that Alvarez was coming back. The Court of Mad Max rejects and appeals that decision. Alvarez is terrible. He's worthless. He's garbage. He struts around like he's got some swagger, like he's freaking Johnny Bench, Yogi Berra, Roy Campanella. Nah, man, he's nothing. He's a nobody. He's terrible. I dislike him. Actually, no, dislike him would be an improvement. I hate him. He's awful. Garbage. The amoeba's in my spit. The bacteria's in my spit. The bacteria between my freaking toes serve more of a purpose than him. Just like Tomas Nidout, who I still hate. And no, we don't need Nidout back. Tigers just recently DFA'd him or whatever.
Luis Torrens tomorrow.
Luis Torrens tomorrow and forever. It's like the WWE slogan. Then, now, forever. It should be Torrens. Then, now, forever. Just like Tomas Nidout, Keith. Just like Tomas. And this is actually pretty a calm call. I'm not flying off the handle because I'm driving. I'm doing DoorDash. I'm trying to stay calm. I don't want to drive my car into a fence or someone's front porch, someone's friggin' living room up watching ESPN right now. But, all right, just like I banned Tomas Nidout from the town of Lynbrook, that ban now extends to Francisco Alvarez. Alvarez, if you're listening to this, you are banned. Everyone else in the world is allowed in my town, except for you, Alvarez, except for you, Need Out. Don't you ever, ever.
Call Mad Max. 888-808-1019. Once we start to cross those kind of lines, I gotta let you go. At least you scored. At least you had the lead. The Yankees haven't had a lead in days. The Yankees haven't had a lead since the 1-0 lead they took in Kansas City with Pablo Reyes rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. And that was almost a base running mistake.
They haven't scored. Not the hell with the lead. You haven't scored a run in what, 3 games?
Since Saturday night when they did have a rally in their bones. I knew they didn't have a rally in their bones tonight. I tweeted that out. People were like, are you crazy? I'm like, I know they're not doing a damn thing. It was for engagement. It was a joke. The Yankees are a joke right now. Let's go to Bayonne and talk to John on the Fan next. What's up, John?
Hey, my man. How was Father's Day?
Oh, it was excellent. Like, I'm blessed. I got to relax. It sucks because I tried to leave the house and not watch the Yankee game, and then we went out to Father's Day lunch with my father-in-law, and you know the game is on in the corner, and people are asking me about it. And I'm just like, here we go, and I'm like, here come the Yankees right now in the eighth inning. Judge grounds into a double play.
Well, I got to let something out to you. Joey B got me on Moment of the Day because I talked to him in the morning on a Saturday about my experience I'm going to have on Father's Day, which I did with not my daughter not calling me and my son, you know. And I got on Moment of the Day, and I got to say, the Fan's the greatest radio around. I mean, when my first son...
Still there? I think we might have lost John. I missed the Moment of the Day with John, so I can't reference that. I'm sure some WFAN listeners may know. But yeah, John, call us back and continue the call. I think you just dropped off there. But yeah, I didn't catch that with Joe B. I guess Joe B shows Saturday, and he was talking about what Father's Day was going to be like. Yeah, for me, I am extremely proud that the youngest and brightest and best-looking member of my family and my wife's family comes from my wife and I, and that we were, able to, move in together so many years ago and fight the good fight in the rat race in New York City and make enough money and make a way to have a kid. And that's what Father's Day was for me, just, my third one, looking at my son as my son is running around the bar, as my son is the center of attention, and just pride that, I'm somebody's dad. And try not to watch the Yankees lose to the Boston Red Sox. And yeah, don't ask me about that. Ask me about the kid. But Father's Day is in the past. Let's keep it right here. I mean, we're about to turn the page. It's about to be another day. It's about to be June 18th, Wednesday. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll say good morning on the other side. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.